reason I'm calling is because I was actually a witness to the Phoenix Lights, and I kind of came forward. You know, what was that show that they had us on? I forget the name of the show. It was one of these syndicated, you know, mysterious things, mysterious encounter type things.
Sightings, was it?
Was Strange that Universe.
Strange Universe, okay.
And I was actually on a local radio show a couple of times on one of the independent AM stations. But that wasn't the, I mean, seeing the lights doesn't compare to what happened about a month afterwards.
What happened?
Well, I think I had an encounter with the Men in Black.
Really?
Yeah. I was actually with a friend of mine who we'd seen this, seen the lights together. We were at her house, and we had to go somewhere. Her car had broken down, so I was going to help her fix it. But so we get on the road. We get maybe about a mile from her house, and all of a sudden I got, you know, police lights behind me. I'm like, okay, well, I wonder what I did. I pull over and pull over into a parking lot, and I'm thinking, okay, the cop's going to come walking up to me. Next thing I know, I hear people screaming, keep your hands where we can see them.
Oh, man.
Don't move. Get out of the truck. And I'm trying to tell them, well, I can't get out of the truck because I got the seatbelt on.
Yeah.
I can't get the seatbelt off because you want me to keep my hands where you can see them. So I get my seatbelt off. I get out of the truck, start to turn around. They're screaming at me, "Don't turn around!" To walk backwards towards them, and I get back to a point where they tell me to stop, and I hear this growling behind me, and they said, "Don't move. There's a police dog behind you." Now everyone has their own little things that they dread, and with me, it's being attacked by a dog.
Oh well, I don't blame you.
Well. So I'm doing, you know, they're telling me to do stuff, and I'm doing exactly what they tell me to do.
That's smart.
And at this point, you know, it's, as far as I know, it's just Scottsdale police that are doing this. Then they start screaming at my friend to get out of my truck. She can barely hear them because they're not using their PA. They're just shouting at her. She gets out, and it wasn't I don't think it was a Scottsdale police officer, but another person in a tactical gear comes running up behind her, grabs her by the base of the throat with her back to him.
Jeez.
And jams his pistol at the base of her skull.
Did they think you were two different people? Like robbers that they were trying to find?
Well, it gets better. So they throw me in the back of the squad car. They cuff me, no Miranda rights or anything, you know, the usual, this is for your protection and our protection type thing.
And what did it say on the squad car in terms of location?
Locale. The squad car was, there were three vehicles there.
Were they marked?
Two of them were marked, one was not, because they told me not to look around, so I'm kind of like, you know, trying to use my peripheral vision. And two of them were Scottsdale police cars, and one of them was an unmarked, typical government-issue, cheap-bodied sedan.
Okay.
The two guys in the tactical gear came out of the, you know, unmarked car. So basically, they sit there and let us cool our heels for a while. Oh, another thing is, when they got me with my hands straight up in the air and the dog behind me, they say, well, we're going to search your truck. Didn't ask me if they could search it. And I told them right off, I have a gun in the truck. So they're like, he's got a gun in the vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of funny because I had a little dinky .22 Derringer, and when they pulled it out, they almost looked disappointed. They looked like they were afraid they were going to break it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we cool our heels in the back of the squad car, each of us in a different squad car. And then the guys in the black tactical gear, they didn't really say anything to us at all. They'd say something to the police officers, and then the police officers would tell us.
I mean, were you saying at all, what did we do?
Yeah, I'd start to ask, and one of the guys in black would, the only thing they said was, shut up and don't look around, to that effect.
Unbelievable.
So they get in their car, they drive away, and afterwards, the Scottsdale police say, we're sorry, but your truck matched the description of a vehicle that someone, my friend lived right next to a small nursery, you know, these landscaping places. And they said, your truck matched the description of a vehicle that was seen. The occupant stole a potted palm from the nursery.
A potted palm tree from the nursery got that kind of treatment? You're lucky. You're lucky they finally figured out who you were.